Introducing two guys you never want to walk in the shower, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, baby.
Breaky.
Edinburgh,
Scotland.
Nobody knows.
Two
big
old boys,
two
big old.
Frodo
is bagging.
Tar.
Oh, hey, Cliff.
Hey.
Look at us on this cliff.
Look, this is more of a crag.
It is a crag. Who's ever heard of the word crag? I'm calling it a cliff.
Craggy is like Daniel Craig's face.
Oh, pockmark.
It's, mountainous. We're in Holyrood Park. It's Arthur's Seat, and we're atop Salisbury Crag in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Cliff, nobody knows what the hell you just said. No, we're not in Hollywood.
Google it.
We're in Holyrood Park.
I have to look at it every time.
I know.
I want to say Hollywood. It just reminds me of being stuck in traffic on the 405 for years and years and years.
Well, sitting in this hot, sweaty booth does remind me of sitting in my car
in
the 405.
It does.
But yeah, we thought this was a great place to set up camp to do our show because it did remind us of old Hollywood. And sitting here on this Salisbury crag reminded us of a Salisbury steak.
I know. Well, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, you know, she made everybody else Salisbury steak sandwiches for lunch, and she made us a salad shakeable.
And I was like, do you make any cake with this? But no, we're sitting here in front of this crag, and Cliff, these tourists are pissed off at us.
Somebody threw, I think, their shoe a few minutes ago against our booth.
I don't think they were asking for encores. We've been posing whenever they could picture right in front of the view of this beautiful, whatever you want to call it, here in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh itself. You can see
Edinburgh
it just
itself.
Like everywhere else if you look out the behind me over here. But behind you, I
can't see behind you, Cliff.
Well, that's not neither here nor there. I can see behind you because there's a giant crowd of angry tourists and we're in the middle of all their snapshots.
Yeah.
But doesn't everybody have like a Photoshop kind of thing? They could just wipe us out real quick.
There's a button.
There's a
for
button.
That.
There's an app for that, Kendall.
There's always an app.
This is a show about
magazines.
Finish this sentence, yeah.
Magazines.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Not here in Edinburgh.
Oh, no. Oh, somebody just threw something.
They're angry mobs. They're going to get pitchforks we call those things.
Torches. Yeah.
Wow, I'm tired.
Well, it took so long for Charles to like prop the booth up on this crag because it's like a very diagonal angle. And yeah, and so we were just waiting and waiting, and it just got so tiring watching him crank and crank and crank that thing. And so it was very taxing.
I ate four pizzas while I watched. Talking about magazines. Today,
we're
here in the beautiful
magazines.
Land of Edinburgh, Scotland.
On top of Salisbury Crag in Edinburgh, Scotland.
That's why they didn't write that song about Edinburgh.
Magazines, what do they mean to you?
What do they mean to me? What's your favorite memory of a magazine?
I'll tell you my favorite memory of a magazine.
Okay.
My favorite memory of a magazine is when I was, like 8 or 9, I got a subscription to Mad Magazine Christmas, and it was the weirdest.
I did too,
and it was the weirdest thing because I got a subscription, and my mother said it's just for a year, and that's normal. Mm-hmm. But it went on for years and years. For like 5 or 6 years, I got Mad Magazine, and we moved in those times, and it would follow us. And it was just so wonderful. And I love Mad Magazine and Alfred E. Newman. And it makes me want to say, what me worry? Not me. But anyway, that's my favorite. You didn't think I had a magazine.
No, I always say that just thinking that we'll just move on. But
yeah.
No.
magazine memory.
I was just about to say, and the other thing is when a song starts, and I think we're going to move on, but we don't.
I also used to, as a hip teen, I had a subscription to TV Guide.
Oh, dating yourself now.
Yeah, and I loved those.
TV what?
And like 10 years ago, I just had to throw out like a huge box of them. Because, you know, you keep them and you're like, this is going to be, I want to save this Regis cover.
I want to know what was on TV in 1947.
No, it wasn't 47.
I'm just kidding.
97.
I was trying to sound dramatic.
Okay.
Didn't work.
No,
so Cliff, what I've always done.
Yeah.
Is I will either get a magazine subscription or I'll, you know, buy a magazine at the store, especially like if I'm flying, I'll get one to read on the plane. And I'll think, oh, that's a really good story. I don't feel like reading it right now because I got a headache, but I will read that. And I just got stacks of magazines home and I'm like, I know there are things in here, but I don't have time to go through them to find the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it just a failure when it comes to magazines.
Oh, life's a bitch.
Hello, boy. Oh, hello. Whoa.
Excuse me, I got my kite string wrapped around your face.
Why are you in the booth with your kite flying?
I'm going to yank it thus.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to yank it out of it. No, but it hurts. Careful.
Sorry about that, boy.
Yeah, that's not covering it, you know.
Good Lord. It is
coming
so,
in like a wrecking ball.
It is so windy atop this crag, and you guys are flying kites?
Dear, it's lovely. It's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen, with a kite just floating through the air over Edinburgh, Scotland, dear. It's beautiful.
Oh, boys, it's a breathtaking sight to see.
I thought maybe we should try on a kite after this.
I guess we should.
It's like poetry. It's wonderful.
Oh, it's poetry in motion, dear.
Oh, good, right.
I'll buy that.
All right. Bye, Fred Tyler.
All right.
We don't mean to interrupt. We're just flying our kite. We just wanted to say hello. And
oh, hello, boys.
Hello to the listeners. Hello.
Oh, excuse me, boy.
You got that wrapped around my ear.
Oh, sorry, man.
Careful.
Oh, sorry, man. Oh, dear. I think I can go past this minute hole in my kite outside. Get the patching kit.
Oh, dear. I've got one in my purse, dear.
Oh, all right.
Come along.
Well, there they go.
There they go. So, Cliff, yeah. Magazine.
Magazine. Now, okay, now, really quick before we talk about magazines.
Okay.
I was in the St. Giles Cathedral the other day.
Were you?
Because it's a real, you know, hip tourist spot. It was consecrated in 1243.
Sorry, that was the sound of a grave from
1243. Oh, one of the people in the crowd, Mr. Stubbottom's kite just went down and bopped him in the head.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, and it's a big box kite, you guys. All right, but anyway, I was at St. Giles Cathedral the other day. I was taking some silenced phone pics like you do for, you know, just to have of your memories of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting there and, you know, people were lighting candles and saying different rosaries and things. And out of nowhere, my phone started making noise, and it was the clear, beautiful voice of our First Lady, who's our announcer on the show, and it was her saying, introducing two guys you never want to see in spandex, Cliff and Kendall. And I was like, oh, whoa, sorry about this. Whoa. And it was everybody, like, the people who had been praying, like, started hissing at me. The priest came out of the confessional and he went, shh. Like, I felt like I was in a library.
Praying holy water on you.
I'm sure, I'm surprised he didn't. But anyway, it was just such a weird thing. But St. John, what a beautiful cathedral it was.
I bet. and with the wonderful voice of our First Lady echoing through the halls.
Oh, yeah. When I think to myself,
Okay.
Magazine. Now, tell me, I have shared deep magazine.
I know.
It's like I've been in therapy here. I hope Dr. Blathers is listening. Tell me one magazine memory. Have you even mentioned any?
I did.
Did you?
I mentioned how I get all these magazines, don't read them.
Oh, right.
But you want an early memory. I got
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I forgot.
All right. You want a memory. I got it.
Listeners, I don't know why I forgot that anecdote about not reading all the articles.
Cliff, do you remember? Okay.
Playboy. That was that it?
Don't ruin my story. I was building up to something, Cliff.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Never mind now.
No. Tell
I looked at the Playboy when I was young, and I was like, whoa, the Playboy. That was the whole story.
No.
I was going to tell it with such fervor. And
I want to know, under what circumstances did this happen?
So, growing up, there was an auction next door to our house. And, you know, as kids, you like run in around the alley, and they had, the auction had bought like the storage building and like all its contents, and they're selling at the auction, and they had thrown out all the junk, and I saw this like magazine laying on the ground. I'm like, what's that? And I picked it up, and I was like, there are naked women in here. And it was just an eye-opening experience for a young man to have, and I was like, what is this, and why am I just now finding out about this?
What's this?
There's titties everywhere.
There you go.
That was not as good of a song as Danny Elfman.
No, that was good. I think that was good. That's where I was going with it.
Okay, good.
Anyway, Kendall, I do feel like even though the show has only just begun.
Now look at all the stuff I got to get through.
To live white lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Well, it had just started. 20 minutes later.
Let's fill in some blanks.
All right. Let's do it. It's time for
Fill the Blank.
Fill the Blank. Will Kendall play the right segment this week?
But now that is always a constant worry.
I know.
All right. Excuse me. Did you say something about flying some kites?
Ow!
Let me yank that hair.
Don't yank anything. I've got rope burn on my nostril.
Oh my god.
You're terribly sorry. We thought you were talking about kites.
No, we said fill in some blank.
Oh, an honest mistake.
Sorry.
Forgive us.
The wind must have gotten in my ears.
Oh, dear, I'm terribly sorry. That kite just bounced off your face, dear. All right, let's fill in the blanks. So why don't you start us out?
All right, Kendall, I want you to really think about this.
Okay.
The third-rate mind is only happy when it is thinking with the majority. The second-rate mind is only happy when it is thinking with the minority. The first-rate mind is only happy when it is blank.
Asleep.
Oh, whoa, no. Thinking.
Oh, thinking. I wasn't thinking. When, you even gave me a clue.
I know. When you think to yourself.
What a terrible answer.
That
I
was
gave.
Said by A.A. Milne, and he had a Milne of them.
Oh, good old A.A. Milne.
A.A.
Do I not destroy my blank, would I make them my friends?
My enemies.
Yes.
All right. Kendall, I am patient with stupidity, but not but not with those who are blank of it.
Sick.
No. Not to those who are proud of it. And that was said by Edith Sitwell. And it didn't sit very well with her.
Maybe I was just too proud of it.
You probably are.
All right.
I don't think you're proud of it.
No, I'm not proud. Yeah. Not proud at all about anything.
I ain't too proud to beg.
All right, Cliff. There is no terror in the blank, only in the anticipation of it.
The death.
No, in the bang. That was Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, okay. Talk about your big bangs. Kendall, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a blank.
Rat.
A rat.
I almost said loser.
Lily Tomlin.
Oh, good old Lily Tomlin.
I love her.
I do. I love her too.
Seek out Grace and Frankie season 3. It's the best one yet.
I haven't seen any of them. I'm anxious. I'm going to binge watch them.
You'll love them.
On our next flight.
Yeah.
To some other crazy location. Yeah. Cliff, in order to carry a positive blank, we must develop here a positive vision.
Body.
No, action.
Oh.
That was the Dalai Lama. Lama.
Finally, Kenda, when I read about the evils of drinking, I gave up blank.
Sex. I don't know.
I gave up reading.
Reading.
That was said not by us, but by Henny Youngman. Not a fat man like us. Now, Kendall, what is the favorite thing you've done with the magazine in Edinburgh?
Oh, I can't say. My favorite thing was to take a break.
Oh, that means read Reader's Digest while he shits.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Are you hungry? Hungry as a gremlin? Here's Gremlin Cereal.
Gremlins, gremlins, bite after bite. What a tasty way to satisfy a gremlin appetite.
Gremlins is a deliciously sweet, crunchy cereal that satisfies the hungry little gremlin that's in all of us.
Gremlins, gremlins, bite after bite. What a tasty way to satisfy a gremlin appetite.
Gremlin Cereal is part of this complete breakfast.
Gremlin, yum yum.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back to the same old people you laughed about because they were so fat and it was us and it wasn't unwarranted. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet.
In your ear.
In your ear and in your eye. How did it go? In your ear and on the line.
Online and in your ear. Each week.
That's us. And we're still here. Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here.
Still here.
Plush velvet sometimes a kick in the rear, but I'm here.
Cliff, did you get to go?
Press the Bailey. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you get to go to the camera obscura?
No, I didn't get to go. I was babysitting Fonky that night.
Oh, well, okay. I won't tell you how fun it was.
Oh, no, tell me.
No, they had all kind of like puzzles and mirror mazes and all these like holograms and photo illusions. You know, it was like my favorite.
What?
Good old time.
Did they have an illusion where you could see yourself thin?
No.
No.
They had a mirror that was like skinny mirror, but I looked in it and I still looked fat.
You still looked fat. There's only so much they can do with a mirror, Kendall.
Yeah.
But speaking of
more optics for that.
Speaking of when I was babysitting Fonky, when all of you rest of you went to that place.
Well, sorry.
But you know how Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, they always get her to tell them stories because she's such a gifted child. Well, she told me one, and so I was going to play it.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
All right, tell me a story about a hippo.
Once upon a time, there was a very lost hippo in the lake. It got so sweaty, and sweaty got it turned black. And when it turned black, it got all rusty and couldn't move anymore. And it couldn't swim, or it couldn't breathe, couldn't do anything. But then a doctor came, and he said, I can fix that. And then he did. The end.
Like it.
Except for the sad part.
Except for the sad part, yeah.
Where does she get this?
Where does she get it?
Oh, she's a genius little child.
That story is so beautiful.
Yeah, you have to have to print it out on a Victrola Records first.
You know, we're proud fans.
Dear, she's got your genius intellect.
Oh, dear, she has your looks.
Oh, whoa.
Well, what happened to your kite, Mr. Snowbottom?
Oh, boy. Oh, my. Dear, you can hold me back.
Dear, no, I've been holding you back for too long now, dear.
Charles the Contractor. Oh, my. You know, he was flying his...
It was an honest mistake, dear.
Oh,
no, it wasn't.
He was flying his radio-controlled helicopter. He somehow smuggled into the country with him in his suitcase. It flew straight through my back skirt, setting it aflame. Oh,
it was
my.
I was wondering what that was in the afternoon
Charles
sky.
Charles can ruin anything.
good Lord. Well, let's, on happier topics, you know.
Yes, dear, let's quit thinking about the kites.
This is not hot subjects. So, let's just cool down over there. Okay?
Cool down, Mr.
I'll try.
Have a drink of water.
Well, there it goes. I think he's having a delayed bowel attack. I think that was the bowels. Starting. But anyway, I was going to say, guys, this is a show about magazines. It's
magazines.
It's a salute to magazines. And so, do you have magazine memories or magazines that you love that you want to tell the listeners about?
Well, you know, my favorite magazine, you read it all the time with me. Hello Doily. It's a wonderful publication.
I love that one.
It's wonderful. It's a little, it's got a lot of in-depth articles about doilies.
Well, but it's
that's the best part.
It's got a really good crossword puzzle in the back.
Oh, yes, of course. They must have a good crossword puzzle.
Oh, I've tried it, Pa. It's not very easy unless you know a lot about doily history.
Well, of course, why would they make it easy?
Where's the fun in that?
Exactly,
oh,
dear.
If you're talking about magazines, you must mention the wonderful periodical that is the Irritable Bowel Gazette, Bob.
Oh, well, of course, that's your favorite, dear. You're on the cover, dear.
Very informative for people like me with suffering with disease.
But anyway, anything else?
Anything else?
Anything else you got for us?
Excuse me, dear. Pardon, Barbara Etiquette. You first, dear.
You, dear, after you ladies
dear,
first.
Dear, nice.
Beauty before age.
Oh, you do go on, dear. Look, I did go have tea at Edinburgh Castle, dear.
Oh, I bet that was so nice. It was wonderful, dear.
The tea was superb. It was the perfect temperature.
And she talked about it for hours.
Well, it was wonderful tea. I don't think you were listening anyway. You fell asleep trying to do the crossword puzzle anyway.
It was very, very, very alarming to my bowels and myself.
Well, anyway, dear, we had wonderful tea, and I had a speech about rye, of course.
Of course. Oh, I love that. I love them. I feel like I could recite your rye speech at this point.
Oh, dear.
In a good way.
I'm not sure if you could or not, dear. I change it up a little bit every time. I try to.
You got to keep it fresh.
Got to keep you on your toes, dear.
Yeah.
They loved rye so much during my speech that they decided to plant some rye at the Botanical Garden.
Good job, dear. I knew you'd be successful.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's so great. Thank you, boy.
So great. And so, all right, well, I do see, is that Charles out there? Does he have another kite wrapped in plastic for you? Is that what he did? Oh, no, wait, I think he's picked up, like, maybe one of Fonky's old dirty diapers.
Oh, Charles, sorry. Put that down!
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
God, where does the time go, Cliff?
Where does the time go?
Cliff, we better get to shouting.
Shout it. Come on.
All right, Cliff, I got a shout out.
Come on. All right.
I want to give a shout out to Benny O'Hooligan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Benny Hill.
No, Benny O'Hooligan. He was helping me out at Customs when we got here. They tried to confiscate my flash paper and my magic supplies, but he, being a fellow magician, had told everybody what it was, and all was right with the world again.
Expecto Patronum!
They thought you were a terrorist.
They did, but I need my flash paper for my magic.
Hey.
It entertains Funky.
A man has needs.
A man has needs, and flash paper is mine.
That's what that phrase is about. Mm-hmm. Flash paper. You know, on a sad, depressing
note. I don't know if I can take sad notes.
Earlier today, I haven't even told you this. Earlier today, I got a phone call from Terry the Temp, and she relayed to me some very sad news.
What?
Well, it seems that there was some kind of a malfunction at the fish hatchery below my apartment. And one of the fish hatching pools boiled over. And it was the one right below my apartment. And everything in my apartment was boiled.
Is your apartment still there? It's gone.
I mean, I guess it's there. And it's just, it's any pasta in the cabinet that was hard is now soft.
Well, hey, less work when you get back.
Oh, do you think that it may be, like, sanitized it? Been boiled?
The pasta?
The apartment.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a lot of boiling it would have to do.
But, it boiled over, and she said everything was just dripping wet, like, came right out of the washing machine.
It's probably going to have an extra fishy smell.
Oh, great. But she broke. I was shouting out to Terry the Temp, not because of that, but because she broke it to me in just such a sensitive manner.
Well, that
so,
was nice.
Thanks, Terry.
She could have just let you not know about it and you got back, walked right into it.
She could have texted, your apartment was boiled.
All right, Cliff, I'm going to shout out to Charles.
Oh, what?
It's not a good shout.
Oh, no.
I'm shouting out to him because he gave
me the negative shout out.
It's a negative shout out. He gave me the fucking nickname during the tour that we took yesterday of our Edinburgh Castle, Fatty McButterpants. And everybody on the tour kept calling me Fatty McButterpants, and it took me right back to high school.
Well, I have to say that that was my fault. Because right before you guys went on that tour, I was going through some old photo albums with Charles that I brought along. And because I hate to be without him, it has pictures of us in college. It has collages of Madonna cut from magazines. And I need to look at those things when the world goes mad. But anyway, I was looking through some of our old pictures from Watkins. I was like, you know what we called him in college? Fatty McButterpants.
Why did you tell him that?
I just thought it was a wistful college memory. I'm so sorry.
You don't ever say things like that in front of Charles.
Oh, well, that my bad.
All right.
Kendall, I've got a shout out
to
Robert Stack, the host of Unsolved Mysteries.
Shout out to the grave.
Because as we... Yeah, this is a shout to the other side. You know, as we've been traveling, you said you're going to binge-watch Grace and Frankie. And I have been binge-watching all the old Unsolved Mysteries.
And if you have any information...
They're on Amazon Prime. You got
Are
it.
They really?
Yes.
I've got Amazon Prime.
Dear God, they're so good. But anyway, it's just the best show ever, and...
I like to watch that again.
I only have two left, and I love when they have an update, but then some of the mysteries... There's no update, and the mystery has never been solved. And the good thing about them is once they put them on Amazon, some of the updates are, like, pretty updated. And if something happened, like, in the 2000s, it won't have, like, a reenactment, but it will have, like, so-and-so was, you know, found and arrested.
Oh, and so, that's good. Be like, then it solved the mystery.
Yes, yes.
But, I love it.
But, oh, God, some of them, just the horrible cases, and there's no update. There's nothing, and they just never found the, you know, whoever killed these people.
People are sick.
So, but anyway, yeah, so this, shout out to Robert Stack. Shout out to that scary music intro.
Mm-hmm.
I know at one point I played some music for some neighborhood children, and, you know, I played, it was around Halloween, and so I played just some Halloween music that I love. It's an old favorites, like that, the Halloween movie theme.
Yeah.
And the kids from the neighborhood were like, oh, this is fun, this is great, play that again, let's dance. But when I put on the Unsolved Mysteries theme,
they all ran in terror.
Everybody was terrified to their core. And these children have no idea what the music even goes with.
it just has that quality.
Yes. And so that's just a shout out to whoever, I'm assuming Robert Stack composed that. And so that's a shout out
to
him.
One dark and stormy night.
Yeah, with his trench coat.
Well, and I got one more. I'm going to shout out. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm going to shout out Mrs. Butter-Butter-Butter-Churn.
He's shouting to you.
Who has bought us a doily at each place we have visited. So we have a complete collection.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, it's so passe to collect spoons and spoon rests.
Well, doilies are a lot easier to fold up and put in your bag.
And they're a million uses.
A million.
Come on.
All right, Cliff, that's all the shouting I'm doing.
I'll shout it all out.
We shouted it all
out. We're done shouting about.
It was a wonderful song.
Come on.
What is it with you?
What is it with you?
What is it with me?
What is it with Kendall?
Good
God, it was all bad.
I'm so excited to play. What is it with Kendall?
Now, it did occur to me as I looked over the facts from our writers about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, has it ever occurred to you that should the day come when you write your memoirs, that's the title.
Oh, yeah.
What is it with Kendall?
Yes. And other fun facts.
Yeah. Things you never even wanted to ask.
Oh, I'm going to devote my entire prologue to Charles Contract Town, which I hate.
Stay tuned for that tell-all, listeners.
Okay.
All right, let's start. I better get them one and one. Let's go.
All right, Cliff. He was born on Christmas Eve in 1925.
I thought you were going to say Christmas, and I was going to say Jesus. Christmas Eve, 25, Jimmy Carter.
No. His story has been translated into 29 languages.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
No? Oh, I thought it might have changed.
He was used as inspiration to write a book to help explain Taoism.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes! I was like, you got me that book? You should get this one.
Yes, I did, because we're deeply spiritual around here.
We're deeply fat and deeply spiritual.
Oh, God, the fat. I've been so sweaty in every country.
I don't think it's the country.
I cannot wait until... I'm assuming we're going to go to Antarctica at some point.
I thought you were saying until sweating is cool again.
Global cooling. Where are you?
Well, with all this global warming, we have to sweat.
Yeah, well, Jesus.
Its name is derived from the Latin word meaning month.
Calendar.
No.
No.
It is the final Date resting book. Place. It is the final resting place for Dr. Eugene Shoemaker.
Cemetery.
No. The Sea of Tranquility is located there.
Earth.
No. Ancient cultures worshipped it as a deity.
The sun.
No, you're getting too warm.
Oh.
Only 12 people in the world have ever been there.
The top of Mount Everest.
No, you're getting colder. Its name is part of the 1973 concept album by Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Moon. Dark Side. Only 12 people have been there.
I'd like to visit the moon.
All right.
On a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon. But I don't think I'd like to live there. No, 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 tourists. It's not Michael Bublé. No,
come back.
I'm not Josh Groban. No, no.
Cliff.
Well, I'd like to look down at the earth from above, but I'd miss all the places and people I love.
And they say, what is it with me?
Kendra, I gotta get out of Edinburgh. These tourists are looking angry.
I'm sweating. Ooh, all right.
Maybe we'll be too slippery for them to get a hold of.
Well, Cliff, do you have a quote?
Slippery when wet is what we are. I do have a quote. Let me find it here. It goes like this. There's so much comedy on television. Does that cause comedy in the streets? And that was said by Dick Cavett.
Oh, Dick. Cliff, look at all the
magazines. That's an interesting name.
Look at all the magazines. There's always 10 ways to be better at something.
Dick.
Dick.
My bottom hurts just thinking about it. That's from a Madonna song.
Oh, is it?
Yes, you never. It's from Now I'm Following You, Part 2.
No, but did you know in The Handmaidens?
Sorry, what did Miss Potter put a butter churn come in and say?
Nothing. She was distraught that you were thinking about
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I was not. I was trying to keep on pitch.
She was like, all the tourists were looking. She looked stressed out.
Anyway, that was about Dick Cavett.
Oh, take us home, Cliff.
Oh, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.